Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome to another weekday podcast. Today, I want us to talk through John chapter 7, and I want to talk about flowing rivers. You know, it starts with family drama. Jesus' brothers come to him, and they say, if you're really who you say you are, why are you hiding? Go to Jerusalem. Show everyone what you can do. Make yourself famous. His guys didn't totally believe him. Didn't believe in him yet. I mean, think about that. Think about that for a second. I mean, the people who knew Jesus best, who grew up with him, who ate dinner with him, who probably shared a room with him, they didn't get it. They saw the miracles, they heard the teaching, and they still didn't believe. Ever felt misunderstood by people closest to you? I have. You ever had a dream, a calling, a vision that your family just couldn't see? Jesus says, "My time has not come, but your time is always here." The word can't, listen to this, the word can't hate you, but it hates me. The world can't hate you, but it hates me, he says, because I testify that its works are evil. Jesus is saying, my time hasn't come, yours is here. The world can't hate you, but it hates me. This is the tension Jesus is living in. He knew who he was, he knew what he was called to do, but the timing wasn't up to him. How many of us want to rush ahead of God's timing? How many of us want to try to force doors open that aren't ready to be open yet? So Jesus stays in Galilee while his buddies go to the festival. But then, and this is super interesting, after they leave, he goes too, but quietly. Why? Because there's a difference between being ready and being reckless. There's a difference between courage and foolishness. When Jesus finally shows up at the temple, he starts teaching, and people are blown away. They're saying, how can this man know so much when he's never been to our schools? He's never studied with our rabbis. Here's what I love about how Jesus responds. He says, my teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. Jesus is saying, y'all, you're asking the wrong questions. You're worried about my credentials when you should be asking about my source. We do this all the time, don't we? We get caught up in appearances and credentials and the right connections, and then we miss the whole substance. We dismiss people because they don't have the rich degree, the right degree, the perfect background, the right pedigree. But what if God shows up in the most unexpected places, like maybe you and me? What if wisdom comes from sources that we never considered? The religious leaders, man, they're ticked off. They're plotting to arrest Jesus, and the crowd is divided, and some are saying he's a good man, others saying he's deceived the people. Sound familiar? This is what happens when truth shows up. People take sides. Lines get drawn. You can't stay neutral when confronted with the claims of Jesus. The entire book of John is about this, especially here in John 7. Then comes this beautiful, cool moment. It's the last day of the festival, and Jesus stands up and shouts, and I love that John stands John says, he stood and he shouted, anyone who is thirsty can come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare rivers of living water, flowing water will flow from his heart. Rivers of flowing water, living water. Not just a sip, not just enough to get by. Rivers, flowing, abundant, life-giving. The religious leaders send guards to arrest Jesus, but the guards come back empty-handed. And when asked why they didn't arrest him, they say, we never heard anybody speak like this. Think about that. Even the guards, who weren't theologians, who weren't scholars, they knew they had encountered something radically, wildly real. Nicodemus, remember him from chapter 3? He stands up for Jesus. He says, is it legal to convict a man before he's given a hearing? And the other religious leaders mock him. Are you from Galilee too? Search the scriptures and see for yourself. No prophet ever comes from Galilee. But here's the deal. They're wrong. Isaiah prophesied about Galilee hundreds and hundreds of years before. They knew the scriptures, but they missed the point. And the thing that I want us to capture on the weekday podcast today is that where are we looking for validation? Where are you looking for approval? Are you waiting for the right credentials, the right moment, the right people to believe in you? Or are you listening to the source? Which begs us to ask the question, where's your source? Are you connected to the one who sends rivers of flowing living water from your heart. Because maybe, just maybe, the world needs what you have to offer. And maybe the timing isn't about when others are ready. Maybe it's about when you're ready to trust that your source is more than enough. Jesus didn't need his friends or his brother's approval. He didn't need the religious leader's credentials. He didn't even need the crowd's consensus. He knew who sent him. He knew what he was called to do. And he knew that rivers of living, flowing water don't come from human institutions. They come from divine connection. Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast. This is Chuck Allen, and thanks so much for listening in today. Bye now.